Victor Lewis here in the studio right now, keeping us caught up on all things trending out there in the world. What is trending today?
So it took a little while to gain traction, as things on social media sometimes do. I imagine someone in the family posted it, then like a friend picked it up, and somebody thought it was kind of funny and sweet, and it just got shared and shared until news organizations picked it up. I wanted to talk about it yesterday, but we didn't quite have time, so allow me to read you the opening sentence of an obituary from Pittsburgh.
All right.
Wayne Alexa, 76, of Crafton, Pennsylvania, formerly of Swissvale, passed away on Sunday, November 14th, after a long bout with the Steelers. He was at his home with family when they went into overtime against the 0-8 Detroit Lions, and that was all he could take.
And that's fair.
It is very sweet from then on. It is a funny little thing. He was a lifetime Steelers fan, and yeah.
Look, as a Lions fan, I sympathize.
As a what? As a Lions fan?
I grew up in Michigan.
Yeah, but why?
I mean,
still, gross. Ew. All right. Well, my hatred.
Wow,
of the Lions aside. I mean, yeah.
No, that just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I feel like we've hit a very unexpected fault line here on the morning show. Goodness gracious.
I mean, there's the whole thing about, like, you should be a fan of your hometown team whether they're good or bad.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I don't follow the Panthers very much. I always feel like I should. I feel kind of bad that I don't, but yeah.
Do the Panthers count as the hometown team if they're in Charlotte? Like, I grew up in Lansing. Detroit's an hour and a half away from Lansing, but they're still like the team from the state. I guess the Charlotte Panthers,
like,
are like
an hour and a half, 2 hours away. It's not that bad of a drive.
How fast are you driving on 85?
Very
85?
Fast.
Apparently.
Extremely fast.
I gotta get to the Panthers game. I got tickets in section 580.
I gotta get on down there. let's get off the NFL.
All
since
right.
I'm gonna have to talk about being a Packers fan soon enough. But let's keep it in sports and talk about this letter jacket that CNN was talking about this morning. A dude ordered a letter jacket 28 years ago at Chaparral High School in Scottsdale, Arizona, but he wasn't able to pick it up because it was $300 and he couldn't afford to pay for it, and neither could his family, and that's just how things go. But his brother found the exact letter jacket with his name, the letter jacket that he ordered and was made for him at a thrift store for $25.
Oh, wow.
And at a thrift store 180 miles away from the high school that they went to.
Wow.
Yeah, he just ran across it and immediately bought it, called his brother, he flew out, he picked up his letter jacket, and it's a little happy ending thing. My favorite part of this is that the letter jacket was never worn. It still had the inspected by tags. It had never even been put on another human.
Also, and maybe this is just me being ignorant, and some folks from like Goodwill or Community Works can weigh in on this, but what fancy pants thrift store is selling a 30-year-old jacket for $25? Is that what the going price is for jackets at thrift stores? I would think it would be less.
I may be a little biased because I loved my letter jacket when I wore it, but it was a really nice jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
And $25 is a fair price for a nice jacket.
I
mean,
guess.
A letter jacket in particular, especially with some dude's name on it, which, by the way, his name is Jed, if you're curious. So it has Jed in really big, fuzzy letters. Jed 94, Chaparral, all the high school stuff is on it. I don't know, like, the last time someone wore a letter jacket and was a grown person was Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I feel like this is not really a stylistic choice anymore. I am waiting for it to come back. I would love to wear my letter jacket again
and not just look
like a fool.
Yeah, I've still got mine. I do not wear it, but I have it. It is available. It is at the ready in case that becomes a fad again.
Same. I do not wear it, but it is here. Yeah. I am prepared. It is certainly not going to a thrift store, especially if it gets sold for $25.
I know. God.
But yeah.
I am also cheap, so maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Yeah, what a discount. And I'm glad that it ended up back in his hands, and he is getting to wear it. He is wearing it around town.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, full Gibson status.
All right, we got a minute left.
Oh man, we got a minute left. I'm gonna save these hot anime Apple guys for tomorrow because it's really good, and instead we're gonna talk about a very interesting thing, which is a shortage of mall Santas It's something that's starting to take shape as the holiday season approaches. We haven't had to worry about it.
They're all waiting on a ship in a port somewhere for the truck drivers to come.
Just like about 20 miles off the coast in a holding pattern in a container ship. All of
you
can them
just hear like, ho, 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 ho.
Now that's really ominous. Like the Santa Claus battle chant, ho, 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 ho. Just slowly approaching, banging shields. Anyway, yes, it seems that we are staring down the barrel of a Santa shortage this particular year. So I don't know if you're at all interested in playing Santa at any sort of community event, maybe you should reach out to those organizers. They probably need some help.
I bet they would.